is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is another hour on the only show willing to tell it like it is. We're all about huge opinions. Big name guest, Superfly Hayes, is our executive producer. It's hour number three. Tigers win this afternoon, beat an 89-win Brewers team, playing great baseball. Man, we had Dan Hasty, who hosts Road to Detroit podcast and also voice of the Tigers High affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. We both are just raving about the job. A.J. Hinch, Avila, his staff, Fetter, working with the pitchers. I think they're a playoff team next year. I really do. And that's a wild card. I don't think they're AL Central champion ready. But if you add a big-name free agent shortstop like Correa, you might season Torkelson and Green down back at Toledo to start the season. They could play their way on in Lakeland in February and March. Can you get Justin Verlander to come back and present a Kenny Rogers-like performance from 2006? Does Boyd come back? I don't know if you need Boyd back. You got Peralta, Tyler Alexander, the job that Hinch and Fetter, Hinch being a former catcher and Fetter, what he did at Michigan at the college level and now in the pros. They have options. They have a lot of options. And if we go back to the end of spring training, end of April, it looked like we're like, where's the blueprint for the future? Everybody. And tell me you weren't complaining. You know, Miguel looked like, okay, you got to pay him. What's going to happen? And now the dude has his swing back. So good to see the Tigers, man. They are enjoyable to watch. And they have the right chemistry for a team that Detroit and the state of Michigan want to cheer for. If you missed the Hasty interview, Superfly Hayes will have that up later in the podcast section at thehugeshow.net. Inside this hour, Logan Lamarandier, SI.com Lions, NFL Insider will join us on the Meyer guest line, Aaron McMahon. MLive.com's Michigan Football Insider will check in less than 25 minutes. I did open the show, and I made a promise to Superfly. I said, you know, I'm not going to talk about golf and Stafford. I want to give it a rest. You know, a lot of good things happening in sports. We got Michigan State undefeated, Michigan undefeated. Tigers are pushing for 500, which would be amazing if they get there. Flat out stunning. That would be like AL Manager of the Year material, even though he won't get it for Hinch. But I did post the NFL passing yardage leaders for this past week. And a lot of people are up in arms again because I said, look, Goff threw for more yards than Stafford. And you know what happens, Superfly, which I love the Lions Nation. They start talking about Goff got it in junk time. That Stafford's passer rating, that he won the game. And I'm thinking, you hypocrites out there who are Stafford supporters, even though he's in Los Angeles, he made millions off of junk yardage and junk TDs, okay? So look, man, I'm happy for Stafford, and I'm happy with Goff and what he did and the way the offense started clicking. And some of you say, well, it's junk time. No, they got it to the point where they were within, 26 yards, give or take? And they didn't throw the end zone. That's the only negative I had, that when they almost achieved one of the greatest comebacks in NFL regular season history, they didn't throw the end zone. So Stafford's in the right place. Goff's in the right place. Swift, Williams, Hockenson, that's three pretty good receivers to throw to, and I think Cephas still has a big upside. You know, I hoped and predicted this team would hover around 500. I said my infamous 9-8 prediction. That's 500 now with the 17 regular season games. I didn't talk about playoffs. I didn't call for an NFC North championship. I will say they're tied for first and they're tied for last right now in the NFC North. And that seems so Lions-like. Because no matter what what you're drinking out of the glass, half full or half empty, you're like, you know what? Even with being down 38-10 in the third quarter, we're still tied for first. Or you can look at the glass half empty and say, we're a last place, same old Lions team. Logan Lamorandier is standing by. Great Lions NFL insider. Wonderful Twitter feed. Just search Logan Lamorandier. He joins us on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm still trying to break down. Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you. But I'm trying to break down what seemed like three games in one for the Lions on Sunday.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. And for a while there, it looked like the Lions were completely out of it. You can tell the fans of the stadium, a lot of people left. And then I don't know how it happened. It just all of a sudden, you know, with a couple minutes left, you just have that realization that the Lions are still in this. And they came down to the wire and made for great entertainment. And I think it was, you know, exactly what Lions fans wanted out of this team. You know, yeah, it's always nice to have a win, but at the same time, given the expectations on the year, you just want to see some competition, and you don't want to see anyone giving up, and you want to see them playing to the last whistle and just making sure they're giving 110% effort. And I think they did that for the most part, just again considering, you know, the talent level of this team.
What gives you hope outside they covered, which is amazing? If I would have bet on the Lions, I actually, on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, I bet against the Lions in the fourth quarter. It figures. They scored 23. But I'm willing, I'm sitting there watching it going, I'm willing to lose my $25 bet because I want the Lions to score this TD and go for two. And if they tie it and take it to overtime, and they ended up somehow, by the grace of the football gods, of winning that game, it's a game you would have talked about the rest of your life as a Lions fan.
Oh, yeah, hands down. That would have been one of the best comebacks ever. You know, it would have been a great start to Dan Campbell's career as the Lions coach, and, you know, Jared Goff as well. Just would have been a great story. But yeah, I often hedge my bets as well a little bit by making bets on things I don't want to happen. And then if the opposite happens, you know, it's a win-win either way. So I get it.
Yeah, it was crazy. So from that game, moving forward, beginning Monday night, when they take on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at Lambeau, from week one, what gives you hope that this could be a better than advertised season than you thought, or what is a cold dash of reality where you're like, this will be an incredibly long season?
So I think the positive is that the rushing attack definitely looks legit, and that was the assumed strength of the team going into the year, just the offensive line, and then the loss of Taylor Decker. You kind of wondered how that was going to play out, but the Lions had no issues running the ball against a very good 49ers defense, and that's going to be the recipe for success with the Lions. They have to be able to run the ball. I don't think the downfield passing attack is ever going to really get there. There might be a few of those plays here and there, but they're going to have to be methodical, and if they can control the clock through that run game, it really bails out their defense quite a bit if they can keep the defense off the field. So that's what I really liked about week one, was just that the Lions offense, if they can control the clock, that's really going to go a long ways for them. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, you're looking at, you know, the negatives. And I just really thought the defense, you know, I didn't think it was going to be great by any means, but I thought they would have been just improved last year based off of a scheme change and coaching and, you know, looking for younger guys to step up. And that really didn't happen. There wasn't many bright spots, if any, on the defensive side of the ball. And it might be a long season on defense again, just even with the scheme change and everything like that. So that was disappointing. I think, you know, hopefully they can correct some mistakes, but losing Jeff Okuda at the same time, that's not going to be an easy fix. So that's my biggest concern right now, is definitely still the defense.
Logan Lamrand here, SI.com, and also a Lions NFL insider joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. The loss of Okuda, and again, I'm not piling on somebody who got hurt, and we were waiting to see, and we didn't see it against the Niners even before he got hurt. I'm trying to figure out the secondary. And I know you have to play Okuda, and you did even before the Achilles, because he's a number three pick, which should have been Herbert. And you look back on it now and you think he could have been the quarterback in waiting for Stafford. And if you're going to have the rebuild, Stafford then goes to L.A. and you still could have traded him, L.A., Carolina, whatever it could have been, could have, would have, should have. But this Lions secondary, their inability to tackle. They made some plays when they had to in that fourth quarter. But, man, I said all preseason long, oh, it's just preseason. Forget the tackling. This team will be fine. The back, you know, seven, just, you know, it's preseason, folks. And then I see early, you know, up until what, midway third quarter, that same lack of tackling, linebackers looking lost, and secondary guys who look like they'd never played football.
Yeah, there were a few guys in the back, and, you know, I think Will Harris, and the Lions coaching staff talked him up and said he improved, but he looked like the same Will Harris that we've seen of old. Still missing tackles, like just his angles towards the ball carrier just are not good. There's a lot going on with Will Harris. If he's going to be your last line of defense, you have to have someone much more reliable back there. And I think even on the big touchdown play to Deebo Samuel, where Okuda, you know, finding the silver lining, I thought Okuda had good coverage. It was just a really difficult play to make because he couldn't turn his head back for the ball because of the position he was in. He would have had to turn his head completely 180 degrees, but he tried to play Deebo Samuel's hands, and Deebo Samuel made a play. And then at that point, that should be Will Harris, who is the deep safety, you know, being right there. And Will Harris just completely overruns the play and doesn't even come within a few yards of Deebo Samuel, and Samuel outruns him the rest of the way. So that was not great. And then Alex Anzalone, too, who the Lions are counting on. You know, he's never been anything great, but he's been an okay linebacker his entire career. But in this Lions situation, they're now hoping that he's going to be something I think he isn't. So he had a rough game, too. But there was Amani Aruwariye, to name another. There was a lot of guys who struggled on defense. And, you know, you just hope those younger players can develop and gain some experience and start stepping up and at least show improvement by the end of the season.
Yeah, Anzalone was named a captain by his teammates, so he had to bring it in offseason workouts and practices, and he looked flat out lost. A guy who was just a get after the ball sideline to sideline guy with the Saints, who Campbell and Glenn had watched and they signed, and the team voted him a captain. TJ Lang, who's now on the Lions sidelines on the Lions radio network, sent out a video where he might have had one of the worst NFL plays as a linebacker that I've ever seen. He looked tentative. He wasn't going to the ball. He looked lost. It's film, as my son said, who's a ninth grade lineman and defensive player and left tackle. We watched that video, and he said, what, quote, ninth grader, what in the hell was he doing and where was he going? And TJ Lang, that was TJ Lang's tweet. I'm like, I had to look this up. Like, is that Anzalone? Is that a guy who was, you know, filling in for a play I don't know? Who in the hell is number 34?
Yeah, and he struggled. And that's just, it's sometimes difficult to understand the linebackers, you know, what the responsibilities are if you're seeing something else. But, yeah, I know the play you're talking about. And it wasn't good. And he failed to make any type of big impact play. you know, if you're going to have some bad, at least have some good to go with it. But there was a lot more bad than anything good on his tape. And, you know, just leads you to wonder, you know, how far along, or how long before, I should say, is Derek Barnes going to be at least ready to step in and get some more playing time? Because he only played five snaps. But just looking at the linebacker play, you know, I think you have to give Derek Barnes a shot, you know, sooner than later.
Logan Lamarand here, Lions Insider, SI.com. Follow him on Twitter. So, early thoughts. Well, it's not early now. It's midweek. You get the extra day of rest. They go to Lambeau. Speaking of lost and going in the wrong direction, Aaron Rodgers with his worst game, I think, as a Packers starting QB, and that's not hyperbole based on what happened against New Orleans down in Jacksonville. What are you thinking about this matchup right now on Monday night with the Lions and the Packers?
Yeah, I just, you know, hopefully that same Packers team shows up on Monday for the Lions, because it was very uncharacteristic to see what the Packers did, especially with Aaron Rodgers back there. It does make you wonder a little bit how much of the offseason drama was going on had an impact this, but it was just, I thought the Packers, and I still do think they're the best team in the division because they have the talent. I just don't know what happened to them last week, and I think it's going to be a struggle for the Lions. Aaron Rodgers, you know, after having just a horrible week, you know, he's prime right now to have a bounce back week against this Lions secondary, and you just hope that the Lions can replicate what the Saints did, and you know, kind of follow their lead on some of the play calls and just the style of defense they were running to try to get Rodgers uncomfortable again, and just at that offense. Lions offense, let them control the clock and keep Rodgers off the field. That's what they're going to need to do.
Logan, always appreciate your time here on the Huge Show, Cross Michigan. I'll keep retweeting and following you on Twitter.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, Logan Lamarand here joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime sponsor of your Detroit Lions. And Meyer also connected to all the Detroit pro sports teams. Maybe you looked at the new commercial with the Meyer logo now on the Wings helmets heading into the 2021-2022 NHL season. Meyer also connects to minor league teams across the state, all the colleges. They also are there at high school fields, little league fields, and more. So when you're shopping at your local Meyer, you're basically shopping for your local community. Aaron McMahon on Michigan, Northern Illinois, and the state of Michigan football. I love Mike Hart's quote I read at thewolverine.com from Clayton Safey, that he likes to run the football all the time when he's playing Madden, the video game, and it frustrates people. And we've seen a lot of that in the first 2 weeks. Aaron McMahon, Michigan Football Insider, MLive.com. In our next segment, you can join in 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Tigers win this afternoon against an 89-win Brewers team. They sweep that short two-game series. Miggy's pushing for 3,000, and the Tigers are pushing to be a 500 team this year in year one for A.J. Hinch. That's stunning. Second biggest signing by the Tigers in the modern era after Pudge, I think no one would argue with A.J. Hinch as their manager. And I believe they're a playoff team next year, at least a wild card. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
In the 10. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. The Brewers are a really good example of how wrong we can be about teams at the beginning of a season. Websites gave Milwaukee about a 40% chance to make the playoffs before the 2021 season began. Fast forward now to September, and the Brew Crew are now viewed as a shoe-in for postseason play and should be a tough out in the playoffs. This Milwaukee story provides some serious incentive for the Tigers and gives them an almost role model example of what could be for next season. The Tigers have shown they fight for 27 outs. They've proven they don't give in, and they've given us countless examples of how they've improved in various aspects of the game. It's not a finished product, and as A.J. Hinch says, we don't want to be the little engine that could, but the Tigers just could start an engine that hums along in 2022, and they can look across the diamond at Comerica Park for the inspiration and the blueprint on how to get there.
I'm Jennifer Joseph. I'm an emergency medicine physician. So COVID has changed the way we do things in the emergency department. It's made us incredibly busy. We've been busy for 18 months, and we're battling not only a deadly virus, but we're also battling to protect ourselves and our communities by being vaccinated. I'm frustrated by the fact that this has become a partisan issue. As a conservative, I know that being vaccinated is the right thing and should not be politically driven. It's a personal decision, as with any medical decision. Questions are important. You should ask your doctor any question that you have and then make an informed decision as to what's best. The vaccine is safe. My children are vaccinated. I would not have vaccinated them if I did not feel it was safe. It's your decision. Make the right decision. Get vaccinated for yourself and your own safety.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, they're an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and week one may be over, but the season is just getting started on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and you can kick off week two with a huge offer from my friends at DraftKings. They're giving all new customers a can't-miss deal. Bet just $1 on any football game this week, and you'll get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code HUGE when you sign up, and all new customers will get $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. And I will tell you, DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code HUGE to get $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game this week. That's code HUGE to get your $200 in free bets instantly after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up, use that promo code HUGE, and you'll get that $200 in free bets if you bet just $1 with the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Wednesday broadcast with Superfly Hayes as our executive producer. We're inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Huge question of the day on this MHSAA Wednesday. Best high school football team you've seen in the state so far through the first 3 weeks of the season. Best high school football player you've seen. You can join in at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. Aaron McMahon, I think he is standing by. MLive.com, Michigan Football Insider. He joins us on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Bill. Good. How are you?
Good. You know what? Right now, I think when it comes to college football in this state, with the two big boys, Michigan and Michigan State, Everybody's good. Everybody's happy two games in.
Yeah, you nailed it. It's a different feeling from last year. That's for sure for both programs.
Yeah, and there's that enthusiasm. Well, I've really been impressed with Michigan State, how prepared they've been the first two games. And really outside of Michigan's first quarter against Western, they've played seven quarters of great football. So the question is for both teams, and I think you'll get a better gauge for Michigan State at Miami on Saturday. Michigan gets Northern Illinois. Rutgers might be a mile gauge game, but they already had their gauge game against a team that some thought was set to win the Pac-12, a team that was ranked in the top 20 before their season began. And there's Washington now 0-2 after losing to Montana and at Michigan.
Yeah, I think the next gauge game for Michigan is going to be that game October 2nd at Wisconsin. You know, coming into the year, you know, I thought the Washington game was going to be a toss-up. I kind of had the Wisconsin game as a loss for Michigan, but now that we've seen them after 2 weeks, they've played. I think they've exceeded expectations, at least for most of us that follow the program. They're very well set up here to start 4-0. You know, I don't think there's any doubt in the world they're going to win Saturday. Rutgers will probably be a test just based on the way they played them last year, but it is a home game for the Wolverines, so they do play them in Ann Arbor. They're looking at right now probably a 4-0 start going into Madison that first weekend of October.
Impressive, the running game, obviously. That would be an understatement. The line play has been incredibly good on both sides of the ball. And I think the only, not negative, but the only question mark, the really big question mark with this Michigan football team right now, and they're back into the top 25, would be Cade McNamara and their passing game against the big boy teams on their schedule. We just don't know.
No, we don't. You know, and we haven't really seen Cade in that big time moment yet. You know, you could say that maybe that was the case Saturday against Washington, but they didn't need to throw the ball as we all watched. I mean, Michigan just kept running it down their throat, and Washington had no answer, so Michigan decided just not to throw the ball because they didn't have to. But you're right. I mean, Cade really hasn't had that moment where he's had to win the game with his arm or win the game in the passing game. I have to think that's going to come at some point. But even over the next couple of weeks, I would not be surprised if Michigan comes out of the tunnel, out of the gate Saturday against Northern Illinois and does the same exact thing they did against Washington. Run the ball, control the clock, and do that until they stop them. Now, they may try and throw the ball a little bit more. I think it would probably be smart to just try and get some of the receivers involved and get the passing game going. But if you're looking at it from Michigan's perspective, if they don't have to do it, then, you know, why do it?
Beyond the obvious names like Blake Corum, you look at him and how good he's been. What would be the off-the-radar names that you really liked the first two games that a lot of people haven't talked about?
I guess maybe the defensive side of the ball kind of sticks out to me the most. I mean, I think you've seen, a rejuvenated and Josh Ross, linebacker, he's been playing more freely in their kind of new scheme. And I think you're getting better play out of Michigan safeties and defensive backs, I guess. Dax Hill, the name has come up. Obviously, Michigan fans know him pretty well. But I've been impressed with the way Michigan's kind of utilized him in that rover role, where he's been closer to the ball. He's been kind of put in positions where he can make plays easily and kind of disrupt things at the line of scrimmage. And he didn't really do that so much last year under Don Brown's scheme. He was kind of put back is that kind of high safety in coverage, and now they're trying to utilize them in different ways. So Michigan's defense, I think, is kind of the under the radar thing right now. I think before the season even started, I anticipated them, you know, having a slow go of it. You have a new coordinator, new scheme. A lot of these players are still trying to figure things out. But through two games, I think they look pretty good. I mean, they're obviously there's some hiccups. There's been communication issues in the back end. They don't have any interceptions yet, which I think is something that's going to be crucial in some of the bigger games. Because, look, this defense is a lot different than what Don Brown was trying to do. They're trying to keep the ball in front of them and disrupt plays. And to do that, you're going to need turnovers and interceptions and the like. And I think that's still a work in progress for them.
Yeah, well said. Aaron McMahon, MLive.com, Michigan football insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Obvious names would be Corum, who was, Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. And you look at Hutchinson, who's playing like he's going to be a top 10 NFL draft pick. But that speed to the ball on defense. And yeah, Dax Hill, we expect that, but I agree with you on Ross. And you mentioned the new look defense and the surprise there and the surprise with the running game early. And I think there's two coaching names that we would mention. McDonald as the D coordinator coming in from the NFL and the Ravens, and Mike Hart, who met the media earlier today, and the job he's done with that running back room.
Yeah, you can't, that can't be overstated. You know, Mike was brought in to kind of reboot that off that running back room, and that's not to say they weren't headed in the right direction. They've largely recruited pretty well with that position the last couple of years under Jay Harbaugh. Zach Charbonnet left this past year, I think, which was a big blow for them. But with Hart coming in, I mean, he's an experienced running backs coach. He did a fine job at Indiana. He's got those program ties and that kind of that will and that desire to kind of, you know, get Michigan to that next level, and I think that's what was missing and has been missing on this Michigan coaching staff for a couple of years now. But that running back room is going to be key to, I think, Michigan's success moving forward. Yes, they're going to have to throw the ball more. They're going to have to find success there. But if they can keep this ground game going successfully, I mean, it opens up so many doors for them in this Michigan offense, because it almost seems like in previous years, Michigan would be fine in one area of the offense and they would struggle in the other. And if you're able to find success in the ground early in these games, it opens up things for Michigan. And look, coming into this year, I thought this Michigan was only going to go as far as this offense took them. And I think that's going to bear itself out as the season goes on, because they've got some talented guys there. I think Corum is a name who kind of flew under the radar coming into this year, and I think by the end of it, I would not be surprised if he's in contention for one of those offensive, you know, player of the year awards.
Yeah, it's not flown under the radar as I started that conversation and the next question. It's that I feel they're using their guys the right way the first two games, offensively and defensively. And again, you expected that from Hutchinson. But Corum, I've always said, feed the guy the rock. And I think there's even more carries in him. And Cade McNamara, I've always had that. Is he a Big Ten starter who can win big games? Is he a backup type? And we'll find out, I think, beginning. Rutgers defense is playing pretty well early in this year. They haven't played a quality team. That road trip to Wisconsin, because Jim Harbaugh doesn't have a lot of big road wins. Maybe the biggest might be at Michigan State. So that Wisconsin game will tell you if this team truly is different, but they have to take care of business against Northern Illinois and Rutgers in their Big Ten opener. You can follow Michigan football 24/7 at MLive.com. Aaron McMahon, Michigan insider for MLive, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Appreciate the input, Aaron. We'll talk soon.
Take care, Bill. Thanks.
All right, Aaron McMahon. Yeah. Michigan State. I mean, come on. Yeah, he had the big Saturday night game in the maze out with their first test against Washington, and Michigan State did it on the road to open up Big Ten play at Northwestern. Now they get another big game. Michigan will have that sneaky game against Rutgers. State, if they win this, I think they're back in the top 25. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also, it's week two of the NFL. Get your Beat Huge picks in by Sunday at noon. Thursday night game is always a freebie. If you want a shot at that $1,000 in cash, courtesy of Tom Rosenbach and Bean Garter, one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown GR. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast. You have until Sunday at noon every week to try and beat my pro football picks at thehugeshow.net.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard, and like you, I'm fired up football is back. Place a money line wager on any Thursday night football game, and if your team is up by 10 or more points at halftime, you win. That's right, that's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. Want to continue wagering in the third quarter? No problem, keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? No issue. Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for the gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a money line bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at the half only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the TwinSpires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. TwinSpires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
My name is Austin Brown and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one, but it's one you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors, when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing. We're winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. We're the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests. NFL fans are going to want to tune in every Friday for the DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour. Merrill Hodge, former Steeler, former ESPN NFL matchup co-host, he joins me every Friday at 5:25 p.m. to break down the Lions' next game, which will be Monday against the Packers. And he also will focus on the NFC North and the rest of the NFL. It's a DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour every Friday, starting at 5 p.m. with Merrill Hodge, former Steeler running back, live on Fridays at 5:25 p.m. If you have an NFL question for Merrill, you can drop it at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Tigers win 4-1 this afternoon. What are they, six games under 500? Man, can they get there? I mean, they're fighting for second place in the AL Central. Game and a half back of Cleveland. Tigers are now 70-76. Indians are 70-73. Or is it the Cleveland baseball team? White Sox, solid squad. But look at the Tigers. 70-76. Home, they're 39-36 on the season. 39-36. They're a playoff team next year. We had Dan Hasty on earlier. I think some of you may have been listening to the Tigers postgame show or the end of the Tigers 4-1 win over the Brewers. Dan is the radio voice of the Tigers High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and he produces and hosts Road to Detroit, a great podcast that focuses on the Tigers minor league system right now that is absolutely loaded. And we were talking that, you know, Riley Green, and things are so good right now with the Tigers that Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson might start 2022 back in Toledo. Because if the Tigers go out and get JV to come home and finish his career, get Correa at short, and you look at this team right now that is beating some of the best teams in baseball, like I said earlier in the broadcast, I believe they are a playoff contender, not AL Central contender, but a playoff wild card contender in 2022. And now they got options. Since the end of April, the most unexpected baseball I've ever seen from the Tigers. I know 2006 we didn't see coming, but man, I thought after April, they had no roadmap to success. And there they are. That is a beautiful thing. We did have a request from listeners who wanted to hear the infamous Connie call. I will do that tomorrow on the broadcast. All right, Superfly found it in our move over to our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. We had some computer issues. We originally had internet that actually had gerbils in a cage running around providing power. So that wasn't good. Going to gerbil.com doesn't help your internet speed. And now we have super fast internet. Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network said we got 1G-2K5. And I'm like, really? Is that what we have now? And we have fast internet. The internet looks better on the screens. It sounds better. I feel like we're in 2021. Superfly actually is smiling now. What are we? We're only 13 shows in on the move over to 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids as our flagship station. Response has been incredible. I love how people say, where'd you go? Did you leave? No, I didn't leave. But we have 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. We had a 93.5 and 99.1 and 94.7 FM HD Channel 2 in Detroit. Three audio platforms on the Roar. Motor City Sports Talk, now carrying the huge show weekday afternoons at 3 in the Detroit metro area. And also, Anthony Bellino and X's and Bros are heard mornings in Detroit on the Roar. And also mornings on 96.1 The Game. The first time you've had local, in terms of Michigan team sports conversation, with AB, Dan, Ryan, and the crew, X's and Bros weekday mornings. 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. Yeah, 13 shows in. I'll take it. Superfly, you're one of the best in the business. I have been honored to have Mueller and Superfly. Two of the best producers. My 20th anniversary on air is next Thursday. 20 years in Michigan with the Huge Show. I'm into my 30th year. 30 straight years of doing a sports talk show. And on Sunday, I will turn 60. What was great today when I was grabbing a sandwich at lunch, three attractive women said, are you in your 40s yet? And no, they weren't asking me for money. I said, no, I'm going to be 60. They go, you are the youngest looking 59-year-old man I've ever seen. They still weren't asking me for money. And I said, thank you. They go, what's your name? I said, Huge. Listen, weekdays at 3 in Grand Rapids on 96.1 The Game and 19 other incredible radio stations. They said, how do we find out? I said, go to thehugeshow.net for the station close to where you will be in Michigan. And all the podcasts and interviews at thehugeshow.net. We will talk tomorrow at 3.
Big, bad, huge.